Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapters 26 and 27. And as he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words, for the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly. For I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." And Agrippa said to Paul, "In a short time, would you persuade me to be a Christian?" And Paul said, "Whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains." Then the king rose, and the governor, and Bernice, and those who were sitting with them. And when they had withdrawn, they said to one another, "This man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment." And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." And when it was decided that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. And embarking in a ship of Adramidium, which was about to sail to the ports along the coast of Asia, we put to sea, accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for. And putting out to sea, from there we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. And when we had sailed across the open sea along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra and Lycia. There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing for Italy and put us on board. We sailed slowly for a number of days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, as the wind did not allow us to go farther. We sailed under the lee of Crete off Salmone. Coasting along it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Lycia. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Thomas Queck of Zion Lutheran Church in Annandale, Minnesota.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's devotion or sermonette is based on Acts 26, verses 17 to 18, where we read, "I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me." It appears that we are confronted these days more than ever with the cries of injustice. There are accusations of abuse of power, racial profiling, corrupt courts, and then the resulting violence. There are many reasons how we come to such circumstances, yet there is a purpose behind it that is laid out for us by God. In all these circumstances, the church is given the opportunity to confess our faith in the true God and be examples of his righteousness revealed in Christ's love for us all. In reading the lectionary for today, I was led to ask, why did this happen to Paul? If ever there was a case of injustice done to a person, the only person's unjust case that was second only to Jesus' unjust trial was Paul's strung-out trial. To anyone reading through the entire case as presented in Acts, one would have to conclude with the obvious innocence of Paul. It was a clear case against him of religious hatred and political expedience. If this great injustice had happened today, those Christians supporting Paul would have every justifiable reason to protest, block roads, and have sit-ins on the governor's lawn. The question that prevails throughout is, why? Why would God allow Paul to be imprisoned, his voice hindered, if not silenced, from proclaiming the gospel, especially on trumped-up charges of which everyone knew were false, even to the accusers? We understand why Jesus faced much the same false charges, yet was convicted. He most certainly was innocent of any and all charges, but it all served God's purpose of Jesus taking upon himself the guilt of all our sins. We all are guilty, most certainly before God, and most charges brought against us are true. But as Christ took our sins upon himself, he did so to suffer for our sins and give his life as payment for them so we could be forgiven and live. But why Paul? He could not obtain forgiveness for us or for himself by his unjust suffering. God had a purpose for Paul. That ultimate purpose was to send him to Rome to bring to the world the gospel of Christ. It is noteworthy that when passage to Rome was finally found, the boat Paul went upon was one from Alexandria, Egypt. It is assumed that it was a cargo ship carrying a load of wheat to feed Rome. Here was a ship carrying earthly bread to the world's capital. It was also a ship that now was carrying the bread of life, the gospel of the true bread come from heaven, Jesus Christ, through the word Paul would preach. It would be Paul who was blessed and honored to proclaim the gospel to Caesar and to the world in Rome, all under the guise of having justice carried out for Paul. It would be the world that would be blessed as God proclaimed the gospel through Paul. As we are confronted with fears, questions of injustice and violence, we can face these with the same strength and confidence as Paul, who through it all proclaimed the true justice of salvation by grace found in Jesus Christ alone. Now may the peace of God bless and keep you to life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Thomas Queck of Zion Lutheran Church in Annandale, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.